Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Sunday, February the 7th, 2016. I'm your host, your spiritual life coach and empowerment coach. You can connect with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show to share your journey to higher consciousness, promote your life's purpose, and business in the healing arts, and or to share your wellness products and services, I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 248-820-1563. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-F-E, the number 8 at yahoo.com. Today's show, we're going to talk about chakras, and we're going to focus more on the heart chakra going into this holiday season with Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Chakras, yes, absolutely. Chakras are energy and spiritual centers in the human body which are connected to our life force energies. They are gateways to bring spiritually, emotionally, and mentally and physical balance. On this show, we will we're going to open up with a 5-minute meditation here just to kind of set the tone. And again, we're going to share, you know, through the heart chakra, how we can tap into that love energy. So today's special guest is Tracy Clark, also known as Butterfly. She is an energy healer, a spiritual advisor, medical massage practitioner, Reiki master, and intuitive healer. Thank you so much, Butterfly, for being a guest today. How are you?
Thank you, Miss Beautiful Love. I am wonderfully loved. Wonderfully loved.
Oh. Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. So,
so excited
to have
today.
You. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, because we've done a lot of,
like,
what, 6 shows?
Yes, yes. It's just getting more and more intense and more information to share. And a lot of us are waking up on the planet and seeking guidance. So I'm so proud of you for creating this front of information where people can come and gather the information and resources that they need for their spiritual journey. So we love you in the holistic community and our spiritual communities, and we love you for doing this. So proud of you, sister.
Thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
And I love you, too. I love you, too.
You're welcome. So we're going to start real quick with a little... We're going to invite in the violet flame, okay? And it's appropriate for this time. It's this Valentine month, and people get lonely and sad and confused on where their journey is going because they feel like they don't have a mate or someone to love. So let's bring in the violet flame. So I'll ask you to take some deep inhalations through the nose. And breathe out. And one more breath through the nose. And breathe out. And one more deep breath through the nose. And breathe out. I'm going to ask you to envision a beautiful ball of violet light at the top of the head. As you envision this light, have the intention of the light to bring forth divine love of self and unconditional love for self. This violet light is pulled in to a place in the heart center to release emotional states that you're currently in and releasing energy that's no longer serving you at this time. As we take a deep inhale, we see the beautiful violet ray begin to spin at the top of your head and allow the beautiful violet ray to invite it into your crown, the top of your head, full of the intention of unconditional love. Continue to take deep breaths. Allow the beautiful violet flame to come into your face. Take another deep inhale. Roll your shoulders back. Allow the flame to melt down the neck, down the shoulders. Take another deep inhale. Let's move the beautiful violet flame now right in the center of your chest, right into your heart chakra. And just allow the flame to sit there for a moment. Let it release loneliness. Let it release confusion. Let it release self-judgment. And take another inhale, breathe out. Now let's pull the violet flame all the way down the body. Just let it flow through the body. And as it's flowing through your body, have the intention of balance, compassion, and acceptance of yourself. And now envision the beautiful flame engulfing your whole being and sending you beautiful rays of unconditional love to your heart space. And one more deep inhale. How was that?
Oh, wonderful. I just feel so relaxed and balanced.
Good. Good. So we'll just jump in.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very important to pull a meditation practice into your day today that will help you release anxiety and stress and energies that's not serving you. A lot of us are walking around with other people's energies, and we don't realize it until we're able to get into a place of silence and self-balance and understand that meditation is not just about I have to sit still. You can do walking meditations. You can do writing. You can draw, you can do deep breaths and walking. So it's several things that available to you for you to do to assist you in that. So I want to move into an awareness of the heart chakra and the energy that we are working with right now, especially on the planet in reference to the heart frequency and unconditional love in the Christ consciousness in the activation of the violet flame. The location of the heart chakra, it's the fourth chakra. It is in the center of the chest. It is in the prone center part of the back, in the back of you. The element is air, so you know that that is the breath, the sacred breath. We have our main energy of that is love. We have our goal focus when we focus on this energy. Again, that's balance and compassion and acceptance. We have physical functions as far as mental blockage and things of that nature in this center that holds the loneliness. Also, that will hold people that have heart palpitations and the tightness of the chest and tightness in the neck and in the shoulders and the arms. Sometimes we have these different symptoms due to heartbreak and loneliness and not having compassion for yourself and a lot of judgment that we carry and how it shows up in our physical body. The chakras are related to physical locations in the being. So these are things that affects our pain body and our physical body that when this energy is blocked, okay, the color frequency in the heart center, as far as the chakra chart, it's green. Also, a lot of people, when they do meditations, they see beautiful pink colors as well. And you can always invite the violet flame, which is the dominant flame vibration in the heart center, the unconditional love center. And then I just want to note that using crystals for that center is you can definitely use rose quartz to hold with you, to carry with you, to wear on your neck, especially at this time around, you know, this Valentine's Day time when people get very sad and depressed because you're seeing the blooms and the flowers and the red and the woo-woo, and understanding that that red is, it focuses in on the lower chakra. That's the grounding energy. So that's why a lot of us feel imbalanced and unstable around that time, because that color is activating that chakra, which is your grounding chakra, which is your first chakra, your root chakra. So that is your grounding, your stability, your life purpose, things like that, you know, a lot of your sexual energy as well. And we're going to just talk real quick about the sacral as well. But the heart chakra, again, an essential oil is good to use around this time that will help you stay centered. Rose and jasmine is really good. It helps you feel pretty and feel sexy. You know, we like to feel sexy, men and women.
Right.
You know, right. We need scents to help ground us. And that's what you have, different essential oils that are, that's what they for, to ground you and to pull you in your balance and pull you into yourself. So it's very important to use essential oils, you know, to help you when you're having a hard time. And so right. We're going to move real quick to the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is located at the navel, right above where we have the navel cord, just right above the navel. The element of that is water. So you know that means, oh, my chakra, that's my water in my body. That's my emotions, right? Because you have a lot of your sexual energy there. So your sexual energy is moving, it's fluid. So that moves, especially for women in your sacred womb area. That's a lot of that energy that starts moving there, especially around this time. Because why? It's Valentine's Day, it's red, we're going to get turned on and stimulated, right? So that is your sexual energy, right? So you have your main issues that can have block in this area is your sexuality, your emotions, the way you feel about your sexuality and sex and intimacy. All of that energy stores in that space. So when you have blockage there and you having issues with attracting your mate or attracting people to love you or attracting things into your life that you need for balance and grounding, that has everything to do with your sacral chakra. But it's how you're pulling things in to nurture you and provide for you and for you to nurture yourself and love on yourself. And the goal in that energy, again, like the goal orientation that's focused in that chakra that you want to focus on is the fluidity, like movement. Always think of water and things moving in a vibration, flowing like the river, flowing like the ocean. You know we have big waves and high waves and moving waves. So these are emotions that come through. So we want to keep those relaxed and be pleasurable in this energy for yourself at this time. So do things that brings pleasure to you. If you have to go get in the water, go swimming, go to the spa, sit in the sauna, you know, get a body scrub, things like this that will help you feel like you're receiving a level of nurturing and unconditional love for yourself. So then you have issues that will show up when this energy is blocked. Again, you're suffering sexually, you have problems, you have isolation. You tend to be by yourself, say, I don't need nobody, I don't want nobody, you shut it down. So that's that emotionalness that comes, that instability, that numbness, when we get numb, yeah? The frequency color is orange, okay? So also, wear orange, you know, wear a lot of orange color. Wear green and orange. You want to feel this energy and be in that vibrational frequency? Wear green and orange instead of red. okay?
Right.
A stone that you could wear is citrine. And essential oils that's good for the sacral chakra is jasmine as well, rose as well. Sandalwood is very good. My favorite is sandalwood. So that's just
awesome.
A little focus breakdown in reference to the chakras and how to focus on that energy for yourself. And just take this time. We want to focus on taking this time and focusing this energy on your heart chakra and your sacral chakra. So I just want to give you to a point of awakening this energy within yourself. Because this is a time to take this energy on. For people that are lovers and going to have a beautiful evening, also use these essential oils. Use the crystals. Use the stones, you know, in your intimacy. Use, you know, put the crystals around your bed. Put pink roses around your bed. You know, use essential oils on your pillow. Anything that it helps activate as well that center of yourself, so you can share even more, because that chakra energy is vibrating and it's going to open up, and then you're able to release unspoken things that you may not be saying to your partner, or any kind of energies that you need to release from your day to day. You know, things that you're holding in your heart center. You know, you can share with your mate and use these essential oils, and you can do different things. This energy out at this time when the planet is real high in that love vibration. You know, this is a time everybody's in love and they want to feel sweet. So you eating chocolate and you eating drinking wine and you eating beautiful food, and you got flowers everywhere, and you got food and incense and oil, you know. Getting massages, all these different things that we do to stimulate this frequency. But when you really focus on and knowing that that is your sacral chakra and your root chakra and your heart chakra that you're activating. So be mindful of that. So if we're some of us that are single and we are sad, honey, take light candles all around your house, pink candles. Take you a salt bath with rose and jasmine and sandalwood, and put essential oil all over you. Get yourself some flowers and roses and put them in your house, and put you some pink on, or put you a green shirt on, or, you know, a orange.
Right.
Do whatever you need to do to activate this frequency for yourself so you can release and get to a space of receiving. Because this is what this
Absolutely.
Is about, receiving unconditional love for thyself first.
Absolutely.
Before we continue to seek outside of ourselves, we have to heal ourselves internally. And that
yes.
way you will attract that type of frequency to you that's willing to pull in that same level of love vibration, and you all can heal together. Okay, because all
Absolutely.
Of us are very wounded and hurt. So we want to be clear. We know we're not going to find someone that is perfect in the illusion of what we create in our perception. So we got to let our heart center talk and say its truth, and say, let that be the truth that's attracting that mate to me, you know, at that same heart vibration. And I would say invite the violet flame into your life and use that intention of that violet flame. That is a divine source of love, unconditional love, and use that energy to heal yourself when you're feeling sad. Just keep envisioning violet flame all around you in your heart center, and let it cleanse you and let it release, you know, the energies that's not serving you.
Absolutely.
Question.
Yeah, it's so important to do that, Butterfly. It's so important to really just tap into our inner selves, to go within, and to really harness that love that we're looking for. The love that we're really seeking is within us. And
Absolutely.
Others reflect that love back to us according
exactly.
to our vibration.
Exactly.
So we can only
exactly.
attract what we are. So
that's right.
For me, I've been single a number of years. I'm embracing it. I'm loving it. I do desire a mate. However, I
Absolutely.
Am very happy. I am very happy in my singlehood. I am very grateful.
And that's why you
for
will
it.
Pull that frequency into your life. You will pull that same level of energy as you exude that, have be consciously aware that I'm exuding this from my heart center. I'm exuding confidence. I'm exuding courage. I'm exuding unconditional love. And now get into a space and say, I'm inviting. We forget to invite. We forget to command. And we forget that we have the power of the command to tell the universe, I'm commanding this. I'm ready.
Yes.
And bring it forth to me. Instead of we're like, please, please, please bring it. I'm so, you know, we have to command it. We are the great I am presence. We can command
Absolutely.
It and state that
Absolutely.
That is what I'm ready to manifest. And that's what that is what will appear in your life. If you're constantly focusing on your pain and the low frequency energy with it, that you are at or whatever vibration you're at, if you're constantly focused on something that's hurting you, that is the manifestation that you're creating. That's why you keep seeing the same thing over and over, because the universe just knows, well, this is your constant frequency. So this is what
right.
we have to keep bringing to you because you want to get the lesson. So you have
right.
to say, I'm done with the lesson. I'm finished with that. Now let's
right.
focus on this. So you can't constantly have a focus on, don't nobody love me, don't nobody know how to love me, forget it, I'm
right,
going to be by
right.
myself, I don't want it. If that's what you're saying, then that's what's
right.
coming to you, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of people you're going to attract as well. They're going to be at that same vibrational frequency, and then you're going to be like, oh, I can't do you. Well, that's what you brought to you so you can see the mirror, right? I need to
right,
see the mirror.
Right. Yeah.
So you can see, that's why we attract pain. We attract different vibrations so that we can learn from that frequency that we're sending out. So it's
right,
a mirror
right.
every time. You know,
right.
So we have to learn how to digest it that way. And then that's when we can use our different tools of meditation and affirmation and self-awareness and self-love and be able to release that low third dimensional vibration. Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So like you were saying
yeah.
before, men and women.
Yes, all of us.
All of us, we're seeking that love, but just really, as you go into this season, that's why we're doing this show one week before Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
to kind of just prepare you so
mm-hmm.
that when that day comes, you can be in a happy place. And
yes.
just really just take this time to just, you don't have to wait till Valentine's Day. You can start today and just really love
yes.
on yourself. Just really
yes.
love on yourself. Create some affirmations. I love me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I love me. That's a simple affirmation that you can say. Let it sink into your consciousness. And the more you love on yourself, the more you can love others. You put that energy out into the universe, and it's going to come back to you in a mate.
Absolutely.
Not only in a mate, but all of your personal relationships, your professional relationships. When you put that love energy out, it's going to come back to you, because all of our relationships are mirrors of ourselves. So when you put that
Indeed.
Energy out, it's going to come back to you, and you will have all the love you need, not just from a mate, but everybody.
Right.
Your mom,
Absolutely.
Your father, your sister, your brothers.
Everybody.
I mean,
everybody. Absolutely.
Because love is the highest frequency there is.
Absolutely.
And so, hey, everything has to bow to that. So
mm-hmm.
it's,
Absolutely.
It's a dominating
Absolutely.
It's a dominating frequency.
Yes.
So once you own
Absolutely.
That vibration, you set
yes.
the tone for everywhere you
yeah.
go. People have to command. They have
Absolutely.
To submit to that frequency.
Absolutely.
So it's a good,
the only
it's
thing
a good
other
frequency
than love is fear.
Right.
Right. Only anything opposite of that is fear. It's some level of fear, period.
Absolutely.
If it's not love, it's some level of fear.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
Yeah, however you want to see it, judgment, fear, however you want to see it, that is the low vibration of it.
Right, because love
mm-hmm.
is the real, the true you. Love is the divine.
Indeed.
God is love. Spirit
exactly.
is love.
Exactly. Yes.
Absolutely. We just need to get back to that. We just lost our
yes.
way, that's all. But hey, that's why we're doing this show today, to help all of us.
Absolutely. We're just in the program.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
We're
not our fault. it's just the program, and it's about the awakening, and that's what we are. Consciously, we are awakening. This planet, Mother Earth, is waking up. We are waking up, and this is why people are seeking this higher consciousness, their higher consciousness, their internal truth, their divine star being, who they are, beings of light and love, and they're seeking, they're wanting to get this back, and it's not anywhere you got to go. You got to go within, because it's already there. It's just turning it up and turning the light bulb on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Butterfly, can you share your contact information if someone wants to work with you as an intuitive healer, if they need some releasing with the frequency of love, if they need to let go of some baggage they're carrying in from their past relationships or whatever? How can you be reached?
I can be reached at 972-900-2708. That is my contact phone number. You can reach me on Facebook, MariposasGarden.com, or find me on Facebook, Tracy Clark Goddess Butterfly on Facebook. You can also reach me on my website, and that's MariposasGardenButterfly.com. And I'm all over. If you just put in Tracy Clark Butterfly, everything's going to come up. Yelp, my online booking, my Facebook, my website, everything will come up for you. And also you can absolutely just give me a call. And I do Skype and online chatting and readings. I do spiritual readings, spiritual advising. I do energy work over the phone, long distance energy healing. I also do different webinars that I'm having coming up very soon. We're going to have a cord cutting, releasing cords that are from the chakra system. And so stay tuned with that. You can stay posted on Facebook to get that information. So a lot of great things coming up, and some YouTube stuff coming up, all kinds of good stuff. So you can sign up for my newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Any last words you want to share before we end the show?
What I want to share is with everyone is whatever you do throughout your day, always take 3 deep inhale breaths and pull in the divine love of the violet flame consciousness into your heart center and let that direct your day.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you so much, Butterfly, once again, for being a guest on the show.
Thank you for having me. And I'll be back soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. And thank you. I love you. I love everyone that's listening. Thank you for supporting Miss Love and her work and continue to support her and continue to support us in this holistic community. And we are all open and here for each and every one of you. So don't hesitate to call us. We'll be available to you.
Absolutely. Love to you all. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love, Awakening Through the Heart Chakra of Love. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Namaste.
Namaste.